The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi. He asked the disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah, one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. So I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. The gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Mimin sake oi es la vision más conocida de San Juan Bosco. Es la nave en medio del mar. Juan Bosco había visto una nave en medio del mar. Y esta nave estaba rodeada de barcos enemigos con cañones. Y ellos estaban disparando la nave. Encima de la nave había los marineros. Y el marinero principal, un hombre vestido en blanco, él estaba con los ojos levantados mirando en la distancia. De repente, él había visto dos pilares o pilastros subir del mar. Un pilastro estaba un poco más alto que el otro. El capitán sabía que tenía que manejar la nave entre los dos pilastres para llevar la nave sano y salvo a la orilla. Después de un esfuerzo, él logró de manejar la nave entre los dos pilastres y la nave llegó a la tierra sano y salvo. Después él había amarrado la nave a la orilla. ¿Cuál es la interpretación? Yo pienso en la interpretación muy importante para lo que celebramos hoy. Nosotros vivimos en medio de una tempestad, especialmente durante la pandemia. Estamos con la tempestad, con la situación de la salud, situación económica, situación también de la iglesia, situación política, social. Estamos en una tempestad. No podemos negarlo. Pero nosotros debemos entender esta visión, el simbolismo. La nave simboliza la Iglesia Católica. A pesar de los problemas, debemos quedarnos dentro de la nave. Y el arco de Noé, los que fueron salvados, con ocho personas dentro del arca de Noé. Nosotros debemos quedarnos dentro de la nave, a pesar de la tempestad que estamos experimentando. Los marineros somos nosotros, pero el capitán es el Papa. El Papa está manejando la iglesia. Nosotros, marineros, debemos apoyar al Papa. Debemos rezar por el Papa. Estimar al Papa. Porque el Papa representa a Cristo. En las palabras de Santa Catalina de Siena, es el dulce vicario de Cristo en tierra. Y no debemos olvidar que la nave, el Papa, levanta los ojos para ver encima de uno de los pilastres era María, e dall'altro l'eucaristia. In medio della tempesta per giocare al cielo dobbiamo ficcare i nostri occhi in Maria, auxilio dei cristiani, e además in Gesù sacramentale. E vamos a giocare sanos, salvos all'orilla, che significa il cielo. Hermanos, nos quedemos en la barca. Vamos a rezar pel Papa. Vamos a acercarnos a María, y María siempre nos apunta a Cristo. Si podemos ser fiel a este, sueño de Don Bosco, vamos a llegar sanos y salvos a la orilla, que significa la salvación de nuestras almas. Amén. So I thought today for our brief reflection, I would just summarize what is the most famous vision of John Bosco. It is the vision of the ship at sea. John Bosco saw a ship at sea that was being surrounded by enemy boats with cannons and rifles attacking the ship. On the ship, you could see the crewmen, the sailors, and there was the captain. They knew that they were in danger. So the captain lifted up his gaze and he saw in the midst of the sea two pillars that ascended. One was a little bit higher than the other. And he knew by inspiration that he had to try to direct the ship in between those two pillars. With concerted effort, he was able to do that. On the top of one was the Eucharist, on the top of the other was the Blessed Mother, Our Lady, Help of Christians. And by doing that, he was able to maneuver the ship safe and sound to the shore, on which he attached the ship to those two pillars, which is Mary and the Eucharist. I think the feast that we're celebrating today, we can really derive a lot of profit from that vision of John Bosco. The tempest in the sea is what we're going through now. We're going through a tough time with respect to health, with respect to social unrest, with respect to problems within the church. That's the tempestuous sea that John Bosco saw. The ship is symbolic of the Catholic Church. Remember, those who are in the Ark of Noah were those who are saved. Even though the church is going through a tough time, stay in the church and try to become holy, try to become a saint. Stay in the church. Those crewmen are us. But we have someone that's directing us. And the one that's directing us is Peter. There are 260 Peters in the past 2,000 years. And the present Peter is Pope Francis. So let's pray for Pope Francis. Let's have a great love for him. Let's cherish his office. Let's pray that God will give him a lot of light, a lot of peace, a lot of joy, a lot of strength, and the abundance of the presence of the Holy Spirit, that he'll be able to direct the ship and the members safely to the shore of salvation. Amen.